Just going over to the UK now to speak to Josh Littlejohn, MBE. He's a co-founder of Social Bite, who runs social enterprise cafes throughout Scotland. One in four of their team are made up of people who have struggled with homelessness, and they're building an eco-village for their rough-sleeping employees. They currently distribute 100,000 items of food and hot drinks to homeless people every year, and they're on a mission to build a collaborative movement to end homelessness in Scotland. Welcome to the show, Josh.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us. And well done. I think the work that you're doing is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, no, we set up Social Bite just about 6 years ago, so it's been a bit of a whirlwind journey, really. But yeah, it's all good fun.
And what was your inspiration to set it up? What had you done beforehand? What kind of took you to this point?
Well, I left university. I think I was in my early 20s. And I was always, when I was a teenager and stuff, I always wanted to try and do something that would make a difference or whatever, but I didn't really know what shape that would take. And when I left university, I set up a little events company, and we were working out of a little office in the centre of Edinburgh. And at the time, I read this book by a guy called Professor Muhammad Yunus, where he described an idea that he called a social business, where he'd set up all these companies, but none of them had been for a motivation of making profit for himself, but always to try and solve a social challenge. So long story short, myself and my girlfriend at the time, Alice, we went out to visit this guy in Bangladesh, and we came back really inspired and decided to try and set up our own social business in Scotland. And at the time, we used to go out and get a coffee in Starbucks quite regularly and get a sandwich in Pret a Manger or places like that. So we decided to try and maybe set up a social business in that kind of space. And opened up this little sandwich shop, Social Bite. And yeah, that was 6 years ago, and it all kind of started from there.
Oh, fantastic. So tell us more about Social Bite. How does it work?
Well, basically, like, it's grown arms and legs now, but the initial thing and the core element of it is a chain of sandwich shops and coffee shops throughout Scotland. So we've got shops in Glasgow, Edinburgh and Aberdeen, and as well as a restaurant in Edinburgh. And basically, the two core elements of that are, one is that one in four of the workforce are people that have struggled with homelessness. And so people you would have maybe typically seen either begging or selling the big issue in the city centres. We try and take them in and give them jobs and have a bit of patience and just help them rehabilitate into a working routine. And then the second element is that our customers, if they want to, are able to pay something forward. So when people are in and they get their own lunch or their own coffee, they can also buy an extra item on the menu. So maybe buy an extra soup or a sandwich or whatever they want. And then homeless people can come in throughout the day and claim that for free. So we give away a lot of food through that. And then, you know, since we've been doing that, as I say, over the last 6 years, we've got increasingly motivated to try and do as much as we can in this issue. So it's kind of led us down different roads as well. You know, the most notable one recently was we launched this village project, which was basically building 10 little prefabricated two-bedroom houses just on the outskirts of Edinburgh. So, you know, that's just been launched. That's kind of taken us in new directions out with the cafes.
Yeah, the eco-village sounds amazing. That's how I heard about you. I read a story out about this eco-village that you're doing and then looked into all the other amazing things that you're doing. So who is the eco-village for?
Basically, it's for people that at the moment are currently find themselves homeless. So typically, if you're homeless at the moment, you might sleep rough, but more likely you'll end up in a big homelessness hostel or a homelessness bed and breakfast. So it's about trying to take, there's space for 20 people. It's little. We've got 10 two-bedroom prefabricated houses and a big central building for like a community hub for socialising and things. And it's all been beautifully landscaped. It's set kind of on the waterfront in Edinburgh. So it's a really beautiful environment and almost night and day from what you would expect from existing homeless accommodations. A lot of people have said it looks maybe like a holiday resort or something.
Wow.
So effectively it's about trying to take 20 people that currently find themselves in the homelessness system and bring them in there. And then there's going to be quite an intensive support based on site for people. And the idea is it's a transitionary environment. So we expect people to live there for roughly the same time they would otherwise live in a hostel or a bed and breakfast, which is roughly 12 to 18 months. And so we want to try and take people in from that amount of time and really help them back on their feet and ultimately out into their own flat, hopefully maybe alongside a job and just kind of being back on their feet.
Oh, it's fantastic. Well done. Great idea. What is the homelessness situation like in Scotland then in general?
I mean, it's not dissimilar to the rest of the UK, you know, where it's very visible. It's you know, the statistics have either stagnated or they've gone a bit up over the last few years. So, you know, I think it's not dissimilar to the rest of the UK. Where I think it's quite encouraging in Scotland is quite a small country. You know, the population of Scotland is quite small. Everyone's quite interconnected. You know, we're all quite close to the people that run the show in politics, whether that's at local or national government level, or whether that's the people that run the top businesses or the charity sector. Everyone's quite close together here. And also, because it's such a small country, the statistics of homelessness don't seem so big. There's about 11,000 homeless households throughout Scotland. You know, when I think about all the support and all the collaboration I've seen over the last 6 years on this issue, that number doesn't seem all that big to me. It doesn't seem like something that in a small country like Scotland, if we kind of put our collective focus on this issue and kind of stuck up for these really vulnerable people, then we can actually make some really significant inroads into that, if not, you know, eradicate it altogether.
Yeah, brilliant. So do you get a lot of support from governments and top business people?
Certainly business people. The jury's out in the government a bit, but yeah, you know, generally speaking, the will is there from everyone. You know, well, the big example for me was we did this big event in December where we raised lots of money. So it was called Sleep in the Park, so we took it over Prince's Street Gardens in the centre of Edinburgh, and we invited people to come and sleep out on the 8th of December, and it just so happened to be the coldest night of the year that night. It was -6.
Oh wow, -6, did you say?
And basically 8,000 people came together that night to sleep out. So it was people from all walks of life you could imagine. So we had the chief execs of, you know, many of the big banks who people would normally criticise, you know, as being sort of evil capitalists. But, you know, they were all there. There was the chief execs of lots of companies. There was people from the churches, people from the Sikh temples, people from the mosques. There was university students. There was school children. There was politicians. There was like the deputy first minister and half of the Scottish cabinet slept out.
Wow.
It was kind of like a real physical illustration to me of like everyone from all walks of life coming together to really shine the spotlight on this issue. And that event raised £4 million. So all those people raised money. So, you know, that to me is like just gives me such hope and encouragement that, you know, we can do something really meaningful about this.
Oh, definitely. What an achievement. That's brilliant to get all those people. And as you say, top business people and politicians and things like that, and people of different religions and different ages all coming out and sleeping in the park together. How did everybody find it, do you know?
Yeah, I mean, I still see people 6 months later, and it's really affected people, you know, in terms of their perspective on the issue. And the thing that struck me, and I think a lot of people have echoed this, is that, like, you know, it was -6 and it was hard and it was cold. You know, I slept out as well. But ultimately you think, you know, it's just one night. It's not that bad. Mm. Get through it. The thing that struck me was when I got home the next day and I had a shower and I got changed, you know, I thought I couldn't imagine doing it again tonight or the next night. And then when you understand people typically live in that homelessness situation on average for about 2 years, you think, bloody hell, you can understand how people's mental health would pretty quickly deteriorate probably would turn to drink or drugs as a form of escape.
Absolutely. It's good that it gave people that perspective, and well done for raising all that money as well. Fantastic. So what's the situation with the Eco Village at the moment then? Are you up and running or is it in progress?
It's basically fully like launched in terms of the build is finished. So we had a big kind of launch event a couple of weeks ago. The first residents are going to be moving in on the 1st of July, and then it's going to scale up over the course of a few months, up to 20 people. But yeah, we're just kind of gearing up to get the first residents in the 1st of July now.
Great stuff. Well, best of luck with that. If people want to follow your progress and everything that you're doing, what's the best way for people to get in touch? What's the website?
It's just social-bite.co.uk, or you can follow us on Facebook. You just look at SocialBite or Twitter, or, you know, the usual things.
Great. social-bite.com. Thank you so much for joining us, Josh Littlejohn. Great to chat with you.
My pleasure. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you. Bye-bye.